5 training courses worth the price of admission at NAFMS. Engineering experts in TAI, finite element analysis, FEA, computational fluid dynamics, CFD, and other simulation software know that the field is constantly changing. As a result, these experts will need continuous education to ensure they are as up-to-date as their software, workflows and physics models. To that end, user meetings like the International Association for the Engineering Analysis Community, NAFMS, America's Conference, offer simulation analysts the training they need to stay in the loop of simulation trends and technology. The NAFMS America's Conference is a vendor-neutral gathering of the simulation community. The following is a summary of some of the training courses engineers can take if they are able to make it to the show. CFD for structural designers and analysts. Image courtesy of NAFMS. This program is designed to train structural engineers about the multidisciplinary problems they will face. It will introduce engineers to some CFD basics, concepts, principles and flow phenomena. The course will offer an overview of turbulence, heat transfer, boundary conditions, loadings, design performance. This training course has been adapted from one of NAFMS e-learning course. To look into taking the full course online, follow this link. Elements of turbulence modeling. Image courtesy of NAFMS. Turbulence flow is a very complex topic. To this day, it isn't fully understood. For this reason, modeling a turbulent CFD simulation can take a lot of validation, trial and error. To that end, completing an accurate turbulence simulation mandates that engineers have a substantial understanding of the various turbulence models available to see which one best fits an application. In this course, engineers will learn about turbulent flow characteristics, eddies and turbulent flows, turbulence production, energy cascade, scales in turbulent flows, simulation strategies, principles of turbulence modeling, wall effects, how to choose a model. This course is adapted from an online version. To learn about turbulence in detail online, click here. Composite failure. When working with composite simulations, engineers will have to work with numerous inputs and terms to define their materials. This course provides engineers with a step-by-step workflow to ensure their composites are properly assessed. Concepts covered will include the physics behind composites and how to reflect those physics within an failure analysis. Dynamic failure. The dynamic failure training course will cover how engineers can break down structural motion problems into a step-by-step workflow. Some concepts covered include resonant frequencies, rotational speed, lateral motion, acoustics, pressure frequencies, ground motion frequency. This live training session is based on another online course offered by NAFMS. Structural optimization in failure. Image courtesy of NAFMS. By bringing simulation early into the development cycle, engineers are able to optimize their products for weight, performance, vibrations and more. However, creating the penalty function and choosing an optimization algorithm can be a complicated task. This course looks into the tools and methodologies available to engineers to ensure their designs are in the direction of the minimum and or maxima. Like many of the other courses offered live at the NAFMS Regional Conference, the course on structural optimization can be completed online. Other training courses covered in the admission of a NAFMS Regional Conference include fatigue and fracture mechanics in failure, introduction to probabilistic analysis and design, nonlinear failure, practical introduction to CFD, practical modeling of joint and connections. To register for the NAFMS America's Conference, follow this link.